midnight tonight. Justin Bieber playing here in Melbourne. We've been giving away tickets. In fact, yesterday we gave away the last tickets, you'll remember, to Adam and his mate Ian.
Yes! Thank you very much.
Two tickets to see Justin Bieber.
That's fantastic.
Who's got with you, Adam?
My best mate, Ian.
Awesome, Ian. Adam and Ian.
It's my birthday in 20 days too. Time is up.
Happy birthday.
And you can, how old are you going to turn in 20 days?
30.
Mad shout out, Adam.
Big 30, best present.
Just Adam and Ian off to Biebs.
That's great.
Good
start. Thanks, guys.
30.
Can't wait for it.
Yeah, looking forward to it, guys.
I know, you're going to Biebs tonight. You're pumped, taking all your girls, your posse.
Yeah, taking the posse down to Etihad to watch the Biebs in action. And, I've been to a few concerts with the girls and, you know, I've been to Biebs before, One Direction, done all that sort of gear. And I get very excited because you know the songs.
Look at you.
And I'm 6'3". Yeah. So I get up and I start like bopping.
And humiliating your daughter.
Yeah. And then the poor kids behind me are like little.
And you're a giant.
They're like, sit down, old man. And I'm like, you feel really awkward. So if you're sitting behind me tonight, sorry.
Mum, why is that man twerking? Why is this happening?
You're a man who loves Justin Bieber and is pumped about the concert. We heard from Adam and Ian yesterday. They're pumped. I love this because people think it is just the realm of teenage girls.
It is.
No, men are allowed to enjoy Justin Bieber.
Nah.
You are. And I think the thing is that I get so excited because I know my girls have been counting down. Lulu's like, I can't sleep last night. I can't sleep because you're going to see Bieber. She went when she was really little. But then you get excited for them. But then when you get there, I get more excited than them and it's embarrassing.
No, it's great. Feb, you need to unleash your inner Biebs. You are a believer, my friend. Yes, you're a man in your mid-30s and you are very big and tall and giant.
My inner Canadian is going to come
like
out.
You don't look like a traditional believer. But, and I thought this, you know, we've been celebrating Clubs. All the girls getting excited, but let's 13, 10, 60 right now. Blokes, boys, are you excited for Biebs? Like, let it out, because you could
totally.
Be going to the office be going to the work site pretending you're not going tonight. You might be hiding it from people. I can
imagine Fev at home now, like, Alex has to pick him up. He's like, pick me up like a block away. Don't embarrass me in front of my friends. I'll meet you there at 9:30, okay? Just don't get any closer.
Or you like one of those dads that your wife does not like concerts and you have to take your kids.
Yeah, if you're a dad taking your kids to Biebs.
Because it's always dads. There's mums that, no mums ever go because they're like, concert, it's got to stand up, screaming kids.
Yeah.
So it's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
I tell you, already a lot of dudes are calling through. I'm not surprised. Biebs is big with everyone. 13, 10, 60, blokes.
You try to look like Biebs a little bit.
Who want
fails.
To get to Biebs and
epic
can't
fail.
Wait.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fev's off to Biebs tonight. You are a grown man and you are excited and you will be dancing there with all the young girls. And this is the thing. There are men that love Justin Bieber and they should be able to celebrate.
Doing the sprinkler?
They've probably Fev, you've probably had limited sleep last night because you can't wait to head down to
Etihad. They're camping now. I mean, as we speak, there are actual tents being pitched out there.
Thieves all over it.
Yeah, they've been promoting it for 6 weeks. Good on you, mate.
Michael in Montana. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how you going?
Michael, you sound pretty excited.
I am so excited. I'm bouncing off the walls.
Yay!
Do you love Biebs, mate?
I love him. He's the best. I'm going with my mum and sister tonight, and I'm more excited than both of them.
What's your favourite song?
Oh, it would definitely have to be One Less Lonely Girl.
Righto, sing it.
You want me to sing it?
I'd love you to.
Okay. There's gonna be one less lonely girl. I'm coming for you, one less lonely girl.
Well done.
Nice.
That's brilliant.
Work.
Yeah. Pump that out tonight,
what's
brother.
What's your favourite, Fev?
They're all good.
Luca from Mill Park. Hi, Luca.
I can't even contain my excitement. I've been pumping this up for about a couple of months now.
Luca, who are you going with tonight?
I'm going with one of my friends. I couldn't even sleep last night. A bit like Fev's daughter.
Exactly.
Get to the nerves.
Luca, do all your mates know that you're a true believer?
Oh, yeah. Everyone knows, and I'm proud of it. And I post photos on Instagram about him. I'm proud of being a believer.
Well done.
Nothing wrong with that.
And the best thing about Biebs is, you know, with other artists, they come out and you've got to wait to the end because that's when their crackers come on and the other ones between it are like, I don't know that song.
I hate that.
Biebs has every song's a number one hit. So all the kids know every song. So you're up and about the whole hour or 2 hours or whatever.
Really? Two hours of hits?
Mate, he's got a lot of hits. He's had more number ones than anyone.
I just forget that he's like 19 or 20.
Exactly. He's at 24 or something now.
Is he that by now?
He can't do his early stuff though because his voice broke about halfway through his career and he can't hit those notes anymore.
Carl in Mentone. Hi, Carl.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Carl. Big pumped for a big night tonight?
Oh, very pumped tonight. Excited.
Oh, favourite song?
I'll have to say sorry.
Same.
What a song.
Can you sing it, Carl?
Can I sing it? Yeah, I'll give it a crack. Is it too late now to say sorry? Because I'm missing more than just your body.
Duet. Yep.
That was excellent. Thank you, Carl.
It sounds really good when it's sung by a fully grown man, isn't it?
You own that, Carl. A lot of this team are going. Fev's going. I'm going. Can't wait.
Are you
Thorno.
Going?
Yeah, I'm going. Can't wait.
So
you're
going to
be there, aren't you, Thorno?
So?
You are going.
Dave's got bad reception in.
Hey, Dave's got a cashy.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Down to the final four. Casey, Dane, Nat and Nazim. Whew.
Nervous times.
Who are you tipping to win, Fev?
I think Casey will win and
so
Dane will come second, maybe.
Yeah.
It's exciting. The families would have flown over.
It's really hard.
Nat will make the final three because they want the romance of the little kids being in there. That'll be exciting to see.
They have to go over the votes. They can't do it.
I know, but I think she'll... Well, they're already over there.
But Nazim, see, he's been amazing.
Nazim's very good.
I want Nazim to win.
Well, he's a lovely human being. He's a mate of mine, so I'll back him in. I'll say Naz.
And the thing is, with the final four, any one of them can win.
100%.
So, yeah.
Okay, well...
Exciting time. So nervous. Oh.
But if you break it down, though, like whoever wins on Monday, that is the end of the Favola reign.
No, it's not. If a girl wins... They're the queen. I'm still the king.
Oh, so you need a girl to win.
Come on, Casey and Nat.
Oh, I see what you've done there. I'd argue, though, your tenure as the champion is over.
Correct.
Though.
No, but he's been...
I would just be a past champion.
Yeah.
He's been consistent. As for Vola with everything else in his life, he's found a loophole.
Mm-hmm. I'll still be the king of the jungle.
Ooh. Well, you will, but... I mean,
No, I will. That's just it.
Okay, this is a good lead into this sketch.
we got a sketch over here.
It would have helped if you just said...
Yes, I will lose my reign. Yes, I will.
Thank you, Brendan.
Sorry, so, obviously you will. Good.
Tell me things.
We'll edit this out of the podcast. But when you're out having a dart, it's hard to tell you. But what we have here...
I'm trying to lose weight.
That's not a responsible way to lose weight.
Here?
We don't endorse that.
We don't endorse that at all.
So, as you said, Fem, sorry, we just rewind the tape. Because it's the end of your reign, we've got a Morgan Freeman to just reflect upon your year as being king and your time in the jungle.
A great man once said, "You can't adjust the wind, but you can adjust your sail." That great man also said,
"If you don't eat, you don't poop. You don't poop, you die."
So I'm not sure if he can be trusted. Still, at least for a few more days, Brendan Favola, you are king of the jungle. We always knew you were royalty material as you endeared us with your honesty.
Tastes like dog food, and I've eaten dog food.
A leader who was so confident, he even made up his own words.
I don't know what I was thinking. I'm being jungleized.
Like any king, he kept his friends close, and his enemies even closer.
Watch your back, Shane Warne.
Yet a softer side was always on show, as you can hear when he compared Anthony Kalea's manicured skin to his own.
Baby's bum, rough. Baby's bum, rough. Baby's bum.
The king won the public over with his brutal honesty about his physique.
I'm not sure if I'm losing weight, but I feel lighter, but I've still got that big tire around my stomach. Very hard to get rid of. My old Yarrawonga strip had the white strip around there, and it just made me look like a Michelin baby. So hopefully I can lose some more.
And about his mindset.
Everyone jumped in. We had big water fights. It really felt like we were 12 years old again, so I was back to acting like my mental age, which was good.
Sure, his mental state at times was questionable, like the moment he thought he was one of the seven dwarves.
Well, I must be puffy.
Brendan Favola, your reign as king is almost over. But never forget, you made sacrifices in that jungle, missing what you hold dearest.
Prawn cocktail, a beautiful steak, a large gravy, garlic bread on the side, bucket of KFC. I want a Zinger burger, a whole apple pie, custard. I'd have warthog.
Brendan Favola, never forget you were king. King of the jungle.
That sounded really dumb.
You said it, pal.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
We now know that Isaiah Firebrace, he's heading off to Eurovision to represent Australia.
Isaiah, yep.
Isaiah. I say Isaiah.
Cool.
It's fine. It's just it's just how people interpret or
absolutely
pronounce certain words.
Potato, potato.
Exactly. Tomato, tomato. Thank you, Fev. Byron, stay out of it.
He's got a real problem with butting in.
No, sorry for getting...
Yeah, butting in. Yeah. You're right.
I apologise to Isaiah for getting his name right.
Remember Anya Nissen? Do you recall voice winner Anya Nissen 2014?
It's an Aya, but yeah.
Well, Anya Nissen has just been announced. She's the contestant for Denmark.
So, Eurovision.
Yeah, Eurovision have entered Anya Nissen as the Danish entrant.
It's so true, though. When I think of Denmark, I think of Copenhagen first and then Aubrey Wodonga second.
Interesting turn of events.
She's Australian.
Yep. I'm rapt for Anya because, I'll be honest, for Anya, winning The Voice wasn't necessarily the best thing that happened to her. You may recall back in 2014, will.i.am, who was one of the judges on The Voice, he just like promised her the world.
She's awesome. I would like to sign Anya to my label.
Signed Anya. She went over to LA going, my mate's will.i.am. And I think it was within 3 or 4 months, she was selling juices at a juice cafe. Didn't actually work out for Anya, unfortunately.
Yeah, and then she went backpacking, lived in Denmark for 3 years and thought she could represent him at Eurovision.
But it is, no, it's a great fairy tale story because, you know, will.i.am had promised her the world and it wasn't necessarily panning out like
right.
that. And now this is her resurgence. She's coming back. But if anyone else remembers that moment, because it was pretty funny, he literally sat there on the stage, I'm signing you to my label. We've all gone, wow, this is brilliant.
Sure.
And then he jumped on his business class for flight, lucky him, not everyone gets that, business class flight over to LA, and he's just forgotten all about Anya.
Unbelievable.
He didn't Peter do the same thing. He said, when I do my next concert to one of his, you'll be performing before, you'll be the lead up, never spoke to the kid again.
Yeah, see, that's it. I know, you touch base and you go, oh, have you caught up with someone? Nah, never heard from them.
They take the earpiece out, look at security, they can never get close to me.
131060, were you promised the world? Who in your life promised you something and said, this is how it's going to pan out? Why are you looking at me, Viv?
You've got an example, surely.
No, I don't. I don't. Do I have an example? No one's actually promised me what? Swimming.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's doing hand gestures to try and help Fifi remember
and
a story.
I know, I can't read the hand gestures.
That's okay.
Okay,
we'll
so
go to the phones.
In many ways, who was the will.i.am in your life?
Yeah, who was the will.i.am in your life who said, you know what, this is how it's all going to pan out. And then you're sitting there going, no, it didn't pan out like that. Vent. This is just sort of...
Does anyone have an everyday example that doesn't involve being a singer on The Voice?
No, I'm still trying to figure out Fev charades. Oh, this is there. Two words, first word.
I was being a plane.
Okay, that's cryptic. 131060 is the number. If you were promised the world, will.i.am style, would love to hear from you.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Anya Nissen has been announced as the Danish Eurovision entrant. So she's got her Danish heritage, obviously. So she's over there in Denmark and they've said, we'll put you forward as our entrant. And I don't blame her. I don't blame her for abandoning Australia because, let's be honest, we voted her the winner of The Voice. And then the American, will.i.am, he jumps in and promises her the world.
She's awesome. I would like to sign Anya to my label.
And that amounted to nothing. So the poor thing. Sometimes in life, people promise you the world and they let you down. Mary from Cheltenham. Hi, Mary.
Hello, how are you going?
Oh, we're good, Mary. I mean, Mary, you sound, you know, relatively happy for someone who's been promised the world.
look, it's not exactly the world, but as a little girl, I guess it is the world. When I was little growing up, a family friend always promised me that I would be either a flower girl or a bridesmaid in her bridal party, and it never happened. Oh. She got married, and I was just a guest.
That's so, do you know what, Mary, I can relate to that a little bit.
There
you
know, we go.
Yeah, yep. When people say that, you hang on to that for so long, and then D-Day comes, and no.
Oh, dude.
I reckon I was about 10 at the time, and I was heartbroken.
Oh, that's...
I can dudes have the opposite. You're like, I'm not part of the party, am I? I can just turn up, have some drinks. No, mate, you're MC. Oh, no.
I like being in the party because then you get the spirits and have to pay for them. If you're a guest, you have to pay for them. What are you laughing for?
Sorry.
Depends what sort of wedding it is.
Oh, really?
Who's hitting up their guests to pay for the booze?
No, all spirits. From Narre Warren, dude.
Beer and wine would be standard.
Agree.
Beer and wine standard.
Why don't you? Spirits. You're right. Yeah, never spirits.
The spirits are always on the front table. Yeah.
Mate. I didn't even know they were up the front.
I'm from Geelong, mate. Hip flask, bro. Hip flask.
Dion in Strathmore. Hi, Dion.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Great, Dion. Dion, were you promised the world?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. I was driving along down Kewell Road a couple of months ago and I wasn't doing the required speed. Ended up getting pulled over by the cops and we got along pretty fine. Said I was a genuine guy, I was remorseful. And basically he said, I'll wave you off this time, let you off with a warning. And about a week later, I copped a $350 fine in the mail.
Dion, are you a big fella? Like, are you built?
Oh, well, I'm sitting outside the gym now, so I like to hope so.
Yeah, cop's not an idiot, is he? No, we're good.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Justin Bieber will be on this show at about 8:40 this morning. They're already camped out at Etihad Stadium, ready for tonight's sold-out Purpose World Tour.
Yes, they are. Your headphones don't fit, just a heads up.
I think so much.
It's quite visual. We had Elmo in the studio yesterday. You recall that, guys, and I did bring Trixie, my three-year-old, in so she could meet one of her idols, Elmo. She was a little bit quiet, though. Remember, she wasn't talking to him. And when we got home last night over dinner, I was having a chat with her. And because not only did she see Elmo, she saw her three very big uncles because she doesn't see the three of you very often because I don't bring her into work, won't bring her back again.
You don't invite us over to your house anymore.
I'm busy. Anyway, I asked her a few questions and I won't lie, she got a bit distracted. It was kind of a bit like working with you, Fev.
Say to her, did you like to see those other people? What are people?
Okay, let's have a listen.
I'm taking her out.
Let's have a listen.
Who did you think was the funniest, Dave, Byron or Fev?
Byron.
Did you like playing with Byron, Fev and Dave?
Yeah, they tickled me.
They did tickle you, didn't they?
Can I have my water in a bowl? I want it in a bowl.
But why don't you just eat it or drink it in a cup?
But I like it in bowls.
Yeah, but animals drink out of bowls. Dogs and cats drink out of bowls.
But I want to too. Can I?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then get a bowl.
Get a bowl.
She just walked off. Get a bowl.
She got a bit distracted there. Suddenly she was talking about a water bowl.
She's got this thing where it's so cute at the moment. She gets down on all fours crawling around like a pussycat. Then she just licks water out of a bowl. I don't know what's
Isn't
happening.
It so cute when kids just were talking about one thing and then they just change the subject?
I know. She's the best. Oh, that's what I said. It's very... hello.
Well, hang on.
Hello.
This is interesting. Trixie, who, by the way, is...
Hi, Fiona.
Oh, there she is there. She's on the phone.
I'm just...
Yeah,
surprised.
Early in the morning, my voice drops a bit. But anyway, okay, firstly, I didn't sign a release form, so you'll be hearing from my lawyer.
Oh, God. Okay, sorry, Mummy recorded you.
Secondly, I feel the whole thing was taken out of context. I did initially say that Byron was the funniest, but I also asked for a bowl to drink some water out of. Maybe your first port of call was to be calling a doctor because I wasn't right. But anyway, I misread the question, Fiona.
What do you mean?
You said, who was the funniest? You're obviously alluding to funny ha-ha, not funny weird, because that's why I said Byron.
Okay. Sounds like a bit of sour grapes.
The guy dresses like a hoodwat, and he's old enough to be my granddad.
Like
an undercover cop, bro. I'm not fooling anyone. Oh. Anyway, if you can reframe the question, Fiona, you're saying, I know exactly who's the funniest. I know who's the funniest. That's why I request he is out of the studio every time I call in. That's Hamish Blake. That's for Dave Thornton. He's out of the studio doing my errands. Hey, bitch, if you're listening, make sure my laundry's clean and folded this time, okay? Last time he just gave my princess dresses in a pile and I tore him an absolute new poop hole.
All right, I think we've heard enough. She's
no, we haven't.
Disgraceful this morning, your daughter.
I'm very embarrassed, darling. You need to get a bit more sleep, I think.
Did Byron just call me disgraceful? You are not the funniest. You know we're the funniest. Hey, sir.
Wow.
What was in the water?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Who is the biggest footballer?
It's all thanks to Biggest Loser Transformed, which starts 7:30 Tuesday on 10. Be the best you. We have our own version. This is about healthy transformations, Fief.
It is, and we are joined again by the wonderful Jason Favola. I mean, every time you come in, Jace, we just love you more and more.
Morning.
What you have to put up with from your brother is just unfair.
We're also joined by a very sad tuba. Why does that have to turn up every time?
I don't know. I didn't do it. But anyway, if you've just joined us, my apologies. If you're not sure what we're doing, obviously, The Biggest Loser Transformed.
Sorry, mate.
It's all about transforming your bodies, and you both have, in your personal lives, thought you would like to get a bit fitter, be a bit healthier, maybe shift a little bit of body fat. So we are, over a two-week period, seeing if you can transform your lives and your lifestyles. Now, you've had your first scan a week ago, a body scan to see what your body fat percentage was, and then you had your halfway mark scan yesterday. So
I may have cheated in that too.
Oh, wow.
But anyway.
Yes.
Chase.
No. But cheat, I didn't really cheat.
You held in your tummy?
No. Well, you can't do that.
You didn't eat.
No. When I weighed myself, he goes, I just jump on the scales and I told him I was heavier than what I was.
Oh, I see what you've done. But doesn't he look down?
No, he was just sitting at his desk.
Well, he's not doing his job properly.
I said I was heavier.
He should be looking at the
scale. Yeah, that's fake.
So
you cheated.
You've already cheated.
But don't worry.
He did the same for me, but I was honest.
But next week when I get on, he's going to go, ooh, you lost a lot in a week.
That's not a real weight, though.
Okay, Chase. No, you're right, Fev. This is like, consider this a courtroom, and where the judges, you've just confessed to cheating.
Guilty.
Yeah, but it's not really cheating, because when I get on the weight, when he looks at it next week, it's going to be the weight.
No, it is cheating. It's flat out cheating.
How is it cheating?
This is what I had to deal with when I was younger. This is like when we play Monopoly. Like the normal person gets $200 when they pass go. Brendan used to get $800.
No, I used to buy Mayfair and get $400.
Brendan would get Mayfair, lock it all up on the first spin. I'd think the game was over in 5 minutes until I started playing normal people.
Really?
So, Thief, hang on. Thief, we were going to go through the results, but I'm not so sure that these have any sort of scientific basis anymore.
No, these results are true.
Because it's your scan.
Okay, rigged. So yeah, let's forget about it. The only thing that is going in your favour, Brendan, is that we aren't dealing with weight. We're dealing with body fat.
Right, okay, so irrelevant, Greg.
At the halfway mark, I can reveal, you boys are unaware, that, Jace, you are in the lead. You have, and only by a smidge, you've lost more body fat than Fev. And then, another interesting thing, we have been heading to sending people to fox.com.au, obviously, because there's $5,000 up for anyone listening right now if they pick who they think will win. So you head there and you pick either Jace Favola or Brendan Favola.
Pick Jason.
Team Jason.
Well, Team Jason is huge. 63% are going for you, Jace.
Wow.
And 37 for Fev.
They just 100%. Don't like you, that's all.
No. Because they know you're larger and you'll lose less.
Okay.
That's exactly
they know
what
who
it
the better
is.
He's smashing you.
And that's a good thing, because I'm part of that 63% because I voted for Jace, because I want to get him to win the five. Jace has got a few in.
That's maybe 15% of me.
He did like 6 different emails and 6 different names, but I haven't really started yet, guys. I haven't really dieted
yet. Get out of here.
No, I haven't. I had fish and chips last night. I stopped at McDonald's on the way to footy training.
What did you eat for dinner?
I had McDonald's on the way home, a Caesar wrap and loaded gravy chips, and then I got home and had a sushi. And I had Wagyu beef and rice bowl. It was really nice. But next week, I'll get serious.
We're talking about being responsible.
He ate rice in the jungle and he lost weight. That's because you weren't eating anything else. What about your breakfast and lunches you're punching down here?
Hang on.
About to demolish 5 Jaffles in a minute.
Hang on, mate. I'm talking. This is my job and I'm talking.
Oh, sorry, mate.
So I'll start. I've got a big 40th on Friday, Sunday, so I'll have a crack then. And then Monday, I'll get serious, and then I'll still beat him. I've given him a head start.
Okay.
He needs it.
Fev, you need to do this responsibly.
Yeah, I am.
This is his tactic. This is what he does when he knows he's going to lose. He'll look for outs.
Cheat, ways to cheat.
Sounding a lot like it. Fox.com.
I want you to win, Jace.
Hey, you. Get there right now. You could win $5,000, all thanks to The Biggest Loser Transform, 7:30 Tuesday on 10. This is The Biggest Favola. Jace is in the lead, and he pretends he doesn't care. This is competitive. There's no doubt.
Oh, I care heaps. Hey, you're being quiet, Dave.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm not the one who's trying to lose weight.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. Know they're heaps of stories, stories from the Fevolution.
We love this part of the show. Sometimes we go way back in the archives of Fev's stories. Sometimes they're more recent. We do have your brother Jason in this morning.
Yeah, and this one involves Jace and his beautiful fiancée, Megan. It's hard this weekend. It's a long weekend, so obviously people are doing a lot of things. We've been invited about a month ago to one of our best friends, Shane Newman, who we lived next door to for a very long time, and I moved in. Once I got out of rehab, I moved in with them, and they took me under their wing and looked after me for a little bit, and it's his 40th on the weekend. We're going off to a winery. So
Happy birthday,
Noom Dog. And we both got invited. So Michelle said to me, can you invite Jason and Megan? Obviously, you and Alex are coming. And I thought straight away, it's a long weekend. So I've given Jason a call and said, mate, would you be able to babysit the kids? We've got a birthday party. I've got to go out on Sunday. Aww. And Jason said, yeah, no worries, mate. We'll look after the kids, which is great because obviously he's got three beautiful girls, Penny, Evie and Liv. And my kids obviously love playing with them. We've got six girls in the family. No boys.
Maybe it's for the best.
And anyway, so Jason, I just forgot all about it, to tell you the truth, that I hadn't told Jason. Jace got a message yesterday from Shane's sister, Casey, and said, are you coming to Shane's 40th? He said, I wasn't invited. And he said, no, Michelle told Brendan to tell, and I'd forgot all about it because I'd used him as a babysitter. And now Jace isn't going because he's looking after my kids. So thanks, mate, for doing that. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, cheers. I didn't want my Sunday anyway.
Yeah. So
so you're looking after the kids while Fev is off at a winery.
This is what he does. He thinks about himself first and then thinks about the repercussions afterwards.
I'm pretty sure I look after your kids a lot.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's
all. Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. No, they need some stories.
Oh, great brother.
Stories from the
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
They've been camping out all morning for this one. It's been sold out for ages. And, of course, our very own Fifi Box has always bragged about working with Justin Bieber in the movies. He was here. He was in the studio. And Justin started the chat with a bit of a compliment, which Feef took very well, almost too well.
You look a little bit like Cameron Diaz. Have you ever gotten that?
I've never gotten that. Oh, my God, are we recording? Did you hear
that? Was on tape.
Bieber just said?
That was on tape.
I'm going to need you to slip that into one of your answers.
You look a little bit like Cameron Diaz.
Oh, okay, not yet, Justin. No, just once
no,
more.
No, we're actually on the air.
Got it? Yes, you can say it again. Oh, sorry, Justin, I missed that.
You look a little bit more. You look a little bit like Cameron Diaz.
Justin Bieber's just in the studio, and he was just mentioning as a candid, not at all forced thing that Fifi asked him to say that Fifi looks a lot like Cameron Diaz.
And then she told me to repeat it.
Yeah, okay. Didn't ask you to say that bit there, Justin.
You did.
Justin, we are super excited. Great that you can be down under. You'd remember working with Fifi in the movies? I mean, you two are such great friends. You'd remember the work you've done. Stay out of it, Fifi. You'd remember the movie work you've done with Fifi.
The movie work?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Fifi.
Wait. Wait, let me see. There's a little piece in my movie, Never Say Never. Was she in it?
Wow, actually, that was unsolicited.
That was.
You do remember it. It was this pivotal scene from Never Say Never. Let's just relive it. I mean, go make a cup of tea. It's a massive scene. Let's have a listen.
It's a hysteria that I've never witnessed before.
That was you.
That was me. Yeah. That 1.8 seconds of your film, Never Say Never, that was me.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've done a lot in my career, Justin, but
you're not getting paid for it.
Yeah, I know. I've asked you a few times. But thank you for the cupcakes. We settled that deal with a cupcake, which I really appreciated. But I get more feedback about that 2 seconds than anything I've done in my career so far.
Wow.
So thank you for allowing me to launch into a world of films and acting.
I mean, this is all nice and fun, and you two are getting on great. She has gone behind your back.
Oh.
It's a disgrace. She has taken this little 3-second grab and used it to her advantage.
Really?
Wouldn't have mentioned this.
There is an email circulating to all the major studios.
Wow.
I think I owe it to you to play it.
Okay, I think you should.
Brace yourself, Justin. You're not gonna like this, mate.
It's not that important.
Sorry, mate. Best of luck.
It was the true story that left millions of fans around the world ready to believe.
You guys ready?
From the producers of Never Say Never comes the next chapter in the story of this superstar's life.
This is my life, and kind of just deal with it.
Sometimes say never.
Sometimes
say never.
Who could forget the cameo that nearly stole the show?
It's a hysteria that I've never witnessed before.
This second installment brings back together the electric on-screen chemistry of Justin Bieber and Fifi Box.
Oh, look, it's great to be working with Justin again. I mean, with his musical ability and my acting excellence, this film is going to be bigger than Snakes on a Plane.
When asked about working with Fifi Box again, Justin had this to say.
She has very kissable cheeks.
Yeah. I think that's really sweet.
Sometimes say never. Coming to cinemas.
Sometimes.
Say never.
Maybe.
That's funny.
Thank you.
I think it's funny.
Thanks, Justin.
Thanks, Cameron Diaz.
Yes!
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. 1019 The Fox.